Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not what they wanted to hear on MSNBC, where Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, broke the bad news that it is, in fact, conceivably that Comey lied. And look, the media has jumped in here. Comey's innocent. He's totally innocent. There's charges. Nobody knows what those are yet. We have the actual filed charges, but nobody knows what the underlying documents are, the underlying proof, or whether more information, including conspiracy, will be added. Nobody has any clue. So all of this coverage you're seeing in the media over the weekend, including this moron, just absolute moron, Andrew McCarthy. If you see that man on television on Fox News, just turn the volume down. Don't listen to the guy. This is a guy who got the entire Russia collusion hoax wrong for a year, and then wrote a column saying, so sorry, I really thought that the federal government, the FBI, and the Department of Justice were good guys. I guess I was confused. He's back at it telling you there's no there with Comey. Again, he's with the National Review, former federal prosecutor. He doesn't know either. Nobody does. We have not seen what the underlying case is. And Michael Cohen, who's an attorney, Lee, understood that. And even though he's not a Trump fan at all, he's got a gig on MSNBC because he trashes Trump. And he had to break the bad news to these folks.
Guilty of the charges. I know that they parade out all of these pundits. Do any of us actually really know whether or not Comey is or is not guilty of the charges? I know that they parade out all of these pundits. They have the great titles in the Chiron. Former prosecutor, yada, yada, former FBI. Who's seen a single document that's in the possession right now of the DOJ? The answer is nobody. Who has the crystal ball? Still nobody. I will tell you from my investigation, which I used Brian Karam, who's a 30-year White House correspondent, to speak to people inside government because they wouldn't talk to me. I've learned that Comey was actually very much involved in the Russia investigation in a very negative way. And chances are this DOJ has every single email, every text message, every communication. I believe likely he will be found guilty.
Oh, well, that's interesting because
I think he likely committed a crime.
Wait, what specifically?
I believe likely he committed a crime. I don't know what that crime is, but there are hundreds of thousands of documents and government has each and every one of them. All they need to find is that one.
Again, nobody knows, Lee, but I will tell you what we do know. And look, I understand it's going to be hard to get a truly guilty person convicted in Eastern Virginia. If the person in question, James Comey, is a Democrat, it's going to be hard to get anyone convicted no matter what crimes they commit. But can you prove he committed a crime? Remember what we have. We found the burn bags with Comey's hard drive in it. So the idea that there's nothing here, we just don't know. I mean, you've even got Kevin McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, lying about that on Fox News. They have nothing. He doesn't know. It's really suspect that he's even out there saying it. It just kind of makes me wonder what his connections are and why he keeps lying like the way he did during the Russia collusion hoax. He doesn't know. Nobody does. But there's some interesting hints out there, Lee, about what these charges against Comey might be. They might be placeholder charges. Here's Scott Jennings explaining that. A lot of people are hearing it. They're saying it in their commentary. Nobody knows for sure. I'll let him explain.
If a grand jury says these things should be charged. That's part of the process. Now, there was another charge they declined on. So they obviously looked at it and made some decisions in the room. But the fact is, Lindsey Halligan walked in there, gave him some evidence. They looked at all of it. They charged on two. And I know people who think they may not be done. There are people in our orbit who believe that maybe this is a holding matter and there's going to be a superseding indictment. And so there may be more information yet to come here. But every Democrat in this country for years made no secret about the fact that they wanted Donald Trump and his people prosecuted, put in jail, and prevented from running for re-election. And they opened this box, and now they're living in it.
Superseding indictment. Devin Nunes said those words over the weekend, and so did John Ratcliffe.
Where there's smoke,
there's fire. So what does that mean? These are placeholder charges that were put in place to, beat the deadline.
Right,
because the statute of limitations. Yeah. But that doesn't mean we aren't going to see a conspiracy charge here. And they're going to need, they're going to need a conspiracy charge because they're going to have to go back 10 years to really hit the true crimes that James Comey committed. The mistake that a lot of these pundits are making, from Fox News even to MSNBC, is saying, well, perjury, hard to prove, Comey might be confused, blah, blah, blah. You're assuming that perjury is the only charge, perjury and obstruction, that the obstruction is based around the perjury charge, and that you know everything, and we don't. We do not know what that grand jury saw, and we also don't know if there's going to be a superseding indictment. They don't know any of it. So hold your horses. There's a lot more here. And all these people telling you, well, they can get them. Well, they can't. No, they don't know. They don't know. All we can know is that with a highly Democrat jury, it's going to be hard to, convict a known Democrat of anything. That's a problem. But what we have on Comey, nobody knows. There's a reason these charges are coming after they found Comey's hard drive in the burn bag. Comey thought it was destroyed. That changes everything.
Boy, that's something.
Yeah, it sure is. So we'll see. I mean, maybe they don't have anything, but,
I've heard some people say that they should be looking for charges of treason and trying to conduct a coup.
Oh, our founders would have absolutely been on board for that. He absolutely did do that, no question, because he buried Hillary Clinton's crimes to help her win. And then at the same time, created the Russia collusion hoax with Hillary, who he was supposed to be prosecuting.
Yeah.
He had evidence of felony theft and mishandling of classified data.
But no reasonable prosecutor, right. Tara. That was the quote.
Now, and remember what he said. No reasonable prosecutor on this particular set of facts. What people don't realize, but what came out in the last couple of months, is that there was a second set of classified data that she had stolen. She walked out with it on a thumb drive, and he discovered it in that investigation, went, oh, no, what do I do? These are real crimes. She's going to lose this race. And he classified everything on the thumb drive, including the investigation itself, to protect her. That way, nobody could leak. Nobody could say, hey, listen, these are the crimes she committed, because then it was classified data. They could have gone to prison. That's how he protected Hillary Clinton. That's what's come out in the last couple of months. That's new. That's in addition to the no reasonable prosecution data. That right there, that's a conspiracy. When you hide the evidence of a Democrat's crimes to help that Democrat beat the Republican, then you turn around and take the campaign documents from that Democrat, the fake Russia hoax that Hillary created, that you know she created, and you use it against Trump, and you launch an investigation against him when you know he's done nothing wrong. That right there, that's a conspiracy. And I'm going to be mightily disappointed if, look, even if we can't ever get a conviction because it's a Democrat jury, we need, I want to see that conspiracy trial. I want to watch it. I want the whole world, because you have a trial and they can't turn that off. And I especially want those cameras on in the courtroom so we can all finally learn, the left can finally learn how James Comey fabricated Russia collusion.
And of course, you still have, what I would say are currently unindicted co-conspirators with that.
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing that they were talking about over the weekend, too. Devin Nunes was talking about, he said, listen, when you're talking about superseding indictments, That means other defendants too. It means other defendants can be added as well as other charges, including RICO slash conspiracy. So this is just these could just be placeholder charges. Nobody knows what they have. And that's what Cohen's getting at. He's saying, we're trying this case in the courts, in the court of public opinion already. We don't even know what the case is about. You know, this is how stupid this has gotten.
Well, and and this is the guy that was he convicted of lying to Congress?
Yes.
And actually went to jail for that. And, of course, now is a CNN commentator. So.
Yeah, because he hates Trump normally.
Right, exactly. Because he used to work for Trump.
Right.
And then he got, you know.
He still hates Trump, but right. He's like, whoa, guys, you can't just conclude there's no there. Because they're sitting around on MSNBC agreeing, Comey's innocent. He's being persecuted. There's nothing here. And he's like, you have no idea. Yeah. Like, you don't even know what the grand jury saw.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? I think it just got so exponentially stupid and fake that Michael Cohen couldn't even take it anymore.
He said, put the Kool-Aid down, guys.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Texter writes, at a minimum, there's obstruction of justice for destroying and attempting to destroy evidence. Yes. And that's what Comey thought he had destroyed his hard drive. He didn't, which is incredible. So, I mean, this whole thing is going to get really, really interesting. Folks,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to see this. You can find it in the UK Daily Mail. It's jaw-dropping. I retweeted it over the weekend. You can find it on my X feed. Everybody's got to see this. It's like something out of Orwell, but it's happening. It's a sample copy of your new digital ID. If you live in the UK, you'll soon have to have one of these to transact. Sound like some kind of nightmare out of Revelation? No, it's just Keir Starmer and the Socialist Party's policy. But listen to this. They announced last week suddenly, after Google said it wasn't going to censor for them anymore, said it wasn't going to turn over Americans and Brits for saying true things on the internet for, you know, the full raid. They've done over 3,000 raids, home raids in the UK for people saying true things about migrants mostly. Now you're going to have one of these digital IDs to work, to rent, like a place to stay, to buy a car, and also to buy a home, for starters. Wow, so if I don't have one of those, I'm pretty much locked out. Yeah, you pretty much will be homeless, unless you already own a home. So the Socialist Party, the Labour Party of Keir Starmer, put out a sample Brit card, as they're calling it. And then again, this is the digital ID. And what it is, it's a screenshot of how it'll look on your phone when you have to ask the government for permission to do everything in your life. And what the sample that the party put out, the Labour Party put out, of what your new exciting Brit card, your digital ID, will look like is terrifying. Listen to what it has on. If you want to see this for yourself, it's on my X feed. The guy, it's like they make up a guy, right? James Williams. Put his face right there, right? Underneath there, it says, right to work, and it's got a check next to it. And underneath that, it says, right to rent, as in rent a place where you would say a flat, an apartment. Right to rent, and there's a check mark. In other words, your Brit card gives you the right to work and the right to rent. What is your Brit card attached to? A big national database. They can track you, everything you do, everywhere you go, every time you use it, every purchase. So that's the price. See, you used to have a right to work and a right to rent. But now in 2029, when this thing goes live, you will have neither of those rights unless you get a BritCard digital ID. Now, the part they're silent on is the killer. You gonna need one of these to get on the internet? You bet you are. They're not saying that right now, but you will. You're gonna need it to get on the internet. You're gonna need it to find to open a social media account. Why? Because this is why they rush this out, because right now they're depending on YouTube. They're depending on Google to turn over people for speech violations so they can raid their homes. Well, if that's gonna end, they need another mechanism. And what they need is what Nikki Haley told us they were going to do during the election last year. Remember what she said? She was excited out of her mind. She asked, what's the first thing you're going to do? She said, oh, I'm going to make everybody get a digital ID. No anonymity on the internet anymore. You're going to need a digital ID to open an account. You're going to need a digital ID to have a Twitter account. She was so excited. She couldn't handle it. She's barely beside herself. Well, that's what this is, BritCard. But I want you to see it. I want you to see what this looks like. And again, it's on my X feed. Just scroll down a little bit, you'll find it. It's galling. Again, right there it says right to work, and there's a check mark. And it says right to rent, and there's a check mark, meaning this guy on the sample, James Williams, has his right to work and his right to rent a place to stay because he's been a good little citizen and got his digital ID so the government can track everything he does. Don't do that? Oh, well, then you have no right to work and you've got no right to rent. It doesn't say this on the Brit card, but it means you also cannot buy a car or home either. You're locked out. You're locked out. And folks, it's spreading. The headline last week, every adult in Britain will need a government-issued ID despite black backlash at Starmer's plan for a dystopian nightmare, right? So that was the headline last week. Look at this. Sweden just voted to do this. And I feel so bad for these poor people. They're going to be slaves, and they voted themselves into it. Headline, Swiss voters narrowly approved plan for what? Digital ID. Same thing. So exciting. With all the votes counted, Swiss voters have narrowly approved a plan to introduce voluntary, for now, electronic identity cards. 50.4% of those who voted said yes to the proposal. What would that be used for? Oh, well, you know, to buy a home and rent a place to stay, buy a car, all of that. It was Switzerland's second vote on digital IDs. An earlier proposal was rejected in 2021 amid concerns the data would be held centrally, which of course it will be. So the Swiss, I mean, that it gone. They're going to have digital ID. At least they got a choice. Not in the UK where it was announced. Either you get the digital ID or you no longer have a right by 2029 to buy a car, to buy a house, to rent a house. Rent a car, I guess. You could lease one. And you don't have a right to work. Good luck. Good luck paying your bills. Folks, there is one person standing between us and this, because let me tell you what the Republican leadership isn't going to stop this. It's Donald Trump. Maybe J.D. Vance. That's it. That's it. Now, remember that Bill Gates donated the system about 2 years ago, the platform for this digital ID to run on internationally. In other words, seamlessly. So it's all the same, it's all the same program, basically, depending on, it doesn't matter what country you're in. It's, the digital ID is interchangeable. In other words, to create a grid system on Earth where you can't escape. You can't go, I'll just leave the UK. I don't want to be a slave anymore. Well, yeah, welcome to New Zealand. We can't let you in until you present your digital ID. Oh, by the way, you can't drive, live, rent, buy a home, anything here without a digital ID. I'll just go over to Switzerland. Well, good luck with that. Same thing. It's getting mighty dark out there. This is an oasis you live in right now, for now, for the next few years. Then it's back to battling the wolves, because they're going to try to put this on us. They will try to do this nationally and internationally. And again, these poor sweet Swiss, they I don't even think these people even understand what they're voting for. Maybe they do. Maybe they just want to live this way. but it's spreading. And the only reason that it's not happening here, because remember the Biden administration announced to NBC News, they were planning to do digital ID during COVID and use the shots as the basis for it. But then we found out the shots don't work and the whole plan fell apart. But they haven't given up. They're coming back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, this whole show today has been the same theme. What if the police in blue cities weren't the police at all? What if the people allowed to police and enforce their will were instead Antifa, violent Democrat crowds? If you've been listening to me for a decade, you remember when I started telling you this is the plan, that Democrats want to defund and paralyze police across the country so that violent street thugs loyal to their party replace them and effectively become the police. That the police are a problem for Democrats because the police enforce laws and listen to city councils, county commissions, mayors. Instead, they love law enforcement. They just want law enforcement that answers to them and that persecutes and prosecutes people according to politics, not criminal statutes. And we saw that with Obama. The first solution for getting the police out of the grips of the people and returning control over them to where Democrats rightfully believe it should be, and that's to the Democrat Party. The first step in that, remember the report that Obama did where they were planning to offer to put the whole leadership of the nation's police departments on the federal payroll. They would go through federal training. The 911 call system would be federalized. It would not be local anymore. And all of the top brass in the first round of this, again, would be federal employees who would answer ultimately to the president. It's a police state. And Obama put that out before the summer of love. So the idea is twofold. Get rid of the police, neuter them, defund them, or in the case of Portland, when people call to say, you know, hey, Antifa's trying to burn down the ICE building again, Antifa's assaulting people in front of the ICE building, the police just don't come. That's why Trump's had to send in National Guard. Well, there are a lot of iterations of this. I'm going to play another one, and we're beginning to see this everywhere, folks. There's little signs of it. For instance, twice in the last 5 weeks, we've had two cases where crimes by Democrats were caught on video, and yet a D.C. grand jury refused to indict. Not convict in a criminal case, just indict. Can't even charge them. One of them was for an assault on ICE officers, caught on camera, and the grand jury said, no, we're not going to indict. Why? Well, that's a Democrat in good standing. He can beat an ICE officer if he wants. That's where we are. We had another outrageous example of this over the weekend. Pro-life YouTube activist Savannah Entow likes to go around. She operates outside of, legally, outside of abortion clinics. She's pro-life, and she'll interview people about pro-life issues as they're walking by. Not necessarily going into the clinic, but just kind of walking by. That's her shtick. That's what she does. She's very good at arguing those issues. Well, she stopped a woman who, it turns out, was pro-choice. And they had kind of a heated street debate on the camera, and Savannah made the mistake of winning. So what do Democrats do when they lose an argument with you? What have we learned from the past few weeks that Democrats do when they lose arguments? They beat the tar out of you. Well, that's exactly what Breonna Rivers did. You can see the video. It's brutal. She just gives her a beatdown, leaves her bleeding. Well, this is in New York City. The city, New York City rightfully charged Breonna Rivers with assault and battery. I mean, one minute they're just talking, you know, she's digitally recording, she's got the microphone. The next minute she's being beaten right there on the street. So again, originally charged with felony assault and battery, more than $3,000 in medical bills. But then listen to what happened.
On April 3rd, 2025, I, Savannah Craven, and Tao was brutally assaulted in the streets of Harlem while conducting interviews on Planned Parenthood. The entire shocking interaction was caught on camera by my husband, leaving no doubt that the assailant, Breonna J. Rivers, was not only guilty of aggravated assault, but also exulting over her own vicious criminal act. Rivers was arrested and reportedly charged with felony assault. But after an interview with two prosecutors, I was informed that the felony had been downgraded to a misdemeanor. Despite indisputable video evidence of brutal assault and battery, producing significant injury, trauma, and resulting in over $3,000 in medical bills. Over the next few weeks, the office of the New York District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, infamous for its two-tiered system of justice that favors criminals over victims, failed to pursue the case. On July 23rd, 2025, I find out the prosecution simply allowed this misdemeanor to be dismissed on speedy trial grounds, apparently due to the prosecution's failure to file a certificate of readiness. I was never advised by the prosecution that my case had essentially been abandoned.
So what does this mean? This is the same thing we're seeing in Portland, the same thing we saw in LA with ICE. You call the police, police don't come. In this place, the case in New York City, the police came, but then later when the prosecutor's office discovered, oh, okay, yeah, she was bloodied, beaten, $3,000 worth of medical bills, but okay, she's a pro-life activist. Cool, so not an American. No civil rights. It's okay to beat her. Charges dismissed. That's where we are. And the argument we are having is, are we going to have enforcement of the law, or is it going to be about enforcement of politics? If you have the wrong politics, then it's okay to beat you. I mean, it's understandable. And we drop the charges. No big deal. You know you can be beaten at any time for having wrong think. That's what Trump is fighting with the National Guard in Portland. That's what he's fighting. Meanwhile, John Fetterman, this is fascinating, U.S. Senator, and he knows his state's gone red, okay? He used to be a real radical leftist. Now he's kind of, oh, I'm moderate. No, you're not. He just wants to keep a seat, but whatever. Over the weekend, retweeted a study showing left-wing terrorism has climbed to a 30-year high and wrote this, unchecked extreme rhetoric like labels as Hitler, fascist, will foment more extreme outcomes. Political violence is always wrong, no exceptions. And he said we must all turn the temperature down. You know what's interesting about that? He's the only one. There is no other Democrat out there seeing, hey, maybe we should stop with the Hitler, fascist, Nazi rhetoric. He's it. He stands alone. Amazing, isn't it? Folks, media is sounding the alarm after a confirmation over the weekend that white males... Now, this is alarming, right? Now make up the majority of new directors at S&P 500 companies for the first time since 2017. That's a major blow to DEI. What's going on here? You can Google this. There was media hysteria over it over the weekend. Of course, they assume this is racism. No, it's the removal of fear. I'll tell you what's going on here. Barack Obama's human rights campaign is losing its power, its terror. And that's why these companies are eliminating their DEI departments, which is just a bunch of liberal minders who aren't even qualified to work in a corporate environment. They're not afraid of the human rights campaign anymore. They're not afraid of getting a bad score because they hired the best person to run these companies. And they're not afraid, you know, you get a bad human rights campaign score, your stock's not going to be purchased by the big hedge funds, the Vanguards, the BlackRocks. It's how the gig worked. It's over. It's done. If with the Democrats out of power and no longer being able to use the bureaucratic levers of power to punish people for having a bad human rights campaign score, the market's just reasserting itself. So when the media is sounding the alarm and saying, wow, it's white males now make up the majority of new directors at S&P 500 companies, you know what that means? They are quietly going back to hiring the most qualified candidate, not a DEI hire to try to keep their stock price where it should be in the market, but not really necessarily someone who should be running a company. Folks, this is what we saw with Cracker Barrel. You hire a woke CEO because that's what you need to make the Obama crowd happy. Not necessarily what you need to make money, but that now had become a secondary goal. And folks, if you do this at all, I mean, you know, if the big hedge funds aren't going to pick up your stock, not because it's not a great thing to buy, but, you know, you've got a great corporate plan, but because you're not woke enough, it's going to bust down your stock price. It's going to cause all kinds of liquidity problems for you. It's going to cause problems in terms of borrowing the money that you need to operate. It's a disaster. And it's ending. This means that for the first time in years, S&P 500 companies are just looking at the candidates going, that is the most qualified person. Most of the time, in this case, that's what that means, that they're hiring white males again, and they're not afraid to do so. Meanwhile, do you see this? Cracker Barrel, whose overhaul basically consisted of getting rid of a white guy, because white guys are poison. We don't feature them, especially not in our logo. Cracker Barrel has now dropped from the fastest growing U.S. breakfast chain to last place. Waffle House has taken over the top spot. Cracker Barrel now falls below IHOP and is tied with Denny's. Yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, and that's after folks spending tens of millions of dollars renovating these Cracker Barrel locations. Incredible. Incredible. All right. Let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text writes, Tara, wasn't the female interviewer that was beaten a black woman and the assaulter a white woman? The female interviewer who was beaten, I don't know. She looks like she might be mixed race. It's hard to say. The woman who beat her was black. But I don't even know that this is racial. I think it's just purely partisan. Texter writes, I wonder what it's going to take for us to see that we are in a civil war now. I disagree. I think the left wants to be in a civil war with us. And this is our last chance to stop it. That's what Trump is doing with the National Guard. Hope that it works.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.